রাধাকৃষ্ণ বলো 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 এই শিক্ষা দিয়া সামলা দিয়া ফিরতে নেছে গৌর নিতাই, গৌর নিতাই গৌরের নিতাই এবার পঞ্চতত্ত্ব শ্রী চৈতন্য রাধাকৃষ্ণ বল বল বলরে সবাই এই শিক্ষা দিয়ে যায় সকল বিপদ Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the composer of this song, he says that you get out of all kinds of danger. Jai sakal bipad gaya bhakti ya jahan amuna. If we simply take to chanting this Hare Krishna. And at last he says, Radha Krishna vala sangya chala. Please cooperate with me, Lord Chaitanya says, and chant Hare Krishna. I want to do that. I am asking only, I am begging. So our mission is like that. The same thing. We are asking people without any argument or political purpose, expression. No. Simply we are asking that you chant Hare Krishna. Wherever we are opening our branches, it is our only business that we are requesting people to chant Hare Krishna or Radha Krishna. We don't want to do any business, but we are simply spreading this Hare Krishna mantra because people are being washed away. Mayar vase jasya prithi. They are being washed away. Kashmir, always in trouble. Kashmir, abudhubhu kashmir. Jeeva Krishna dasa vishyat kalle tarjukkhana. But if you try to understand that your position is eternal servitude, Krishna, then your all troubles are over. This is our mission. So wherever we are preaching this instruction of Lord Chaitanya, people are accepting. I saw one nice article published in some paper here.
Bharat Ratna.
Huh?
The name of the paper is Bharat Ratna.
Not the Bharatratna, another daily paper.
South China Morning Post.
Yes. So this article is nice. So one thing is that we are simply interested for a temporary adjustment. But we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We do not die. We simply change body. Just like the children, they are changing body. From babyhood to childhood, to childhood to youthhood, we changing body. The final change is called death. That means final change means giving up this body, we accept again another babyhood body, again beginning. This is going on. And this is called Mayar Vasi Jati. Pakitakya Manani, Gnei Karmani Sandhu. You are being washed away by the waves of Maya. You are forced to accept a certain type of body. Again, give it up. Again, forced to. And there are 8 million 400,000 species of life, we do not know next life what kind of body we are going to get. People should be careful about it. But they are simply interested with this short duration of life, say 50 years or 100 years. But they do not, there is no education, there is no university, that everyone is eternal. He should not be engaged only the changing phases of life. One should be interested in the eternal interest of life. This is our mission, Krishna consciousness. So, I request you all, ladies and gentlemen present here, Hindus are generally opulent and religious also, I know. Formerly, when some of our God brothers were going to preach in Karachi, they received very well. Now it is Pakistan. Otherwise, all Hindus, they had a special reception for healthy person, a religious person. So you are all here. I think you should open a very nice center for preaching this gospel, and we have no discrimination. We accept anyone because we do not see the outward body. Just a gentleman is not interested with the outward dress. He is interested with the person he talks. Similarly, we are interested to see every person as spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshana. Pandita means learned. Samadarshana. Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hatsini Sunitita Sapakrita Pandita Samadarshini. One is actually learned. He sees everyone equally. Either he is a very learned scholar, or he is a dog, or he is a chandal, or he is an elephant. How the learned scholar and dog can be seen on the equal level. Not that the dog and the learned scholar is equal, but seeing them equally means to see the spirit soul within the body. That vision. Outwardly by the body, one is learned scholar and one is a dog. That is outward. But inwardly, everyone is spirit soul, Brahma. That is called Brahmana. So, if people have talked about this philosophy, then all these distinctions and creation of different kinds of problems, Chinese or communist, Americans or capitalists, so many differences we have created, and for that purpose there is fight, there is competition, there is enmity, enviousness. So this is due to ignorance. Or in one word, it is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have taken this part of our social improvement. Human society. Let us cooperate. So this is nice place. You have got a nice. Everything is nice so far. This is great. It's a lovely room.
And this little room in the back.
That's nice, my friend. This is costly, yes. But these children and their parents also very much interested. So I think we should have a license in the citizen here to train the children in this part. And after their education, they may take to any line of livelihood that doesn't matter. So the foundation is that in our Vedic system, first of all, brahmacharya. So that brahmacharya system is very nice. Even Krishna, God himself, he has nothing to learn. He is avijna. In the Vedas, he is described as avijna. He knows everything. But just to teach us, he also became a brahmacharya in the Gurukul. Lord Ramchandra, he also accepted the Guru, Vasishtha. So that is our Vedic system. Anybody may be anything, but the process is Tadvijnana Samsa Guru Meva Avijachet. In order to learn the value of life, spiritual value of life, one must go to a Guru. Sadvijnana Artham, in order to understand the spiritual value of life, one must go to the Guru. Guru Meva, we just say, what is that Guru? Shrutriyam Brahmanistam. He is well learned in Vedic literature and Brahmanistam and strong faith in the Supreme Padma. These are the two qualifications of Guru. He must know all the Vedic conclusions, Shrutriya. Not that he has to read, but he must hear from the authority of Blessed Arjuna is hearing from Krishna. Krishna is the most authoritative personality. Similarly, everyone has to hear either from Krishna or from his bona fide representative. That is Shrutriyam. And the result will be that after becoming student of such bona fide guru, one will be firmly fixed up in God consciousness. That is the result. Firmly fixed up. That these words from foreign countries, according to our geographical arrangement, they're foreign. I said, we don't see anything foreign. We see every land belongs to Krishna. And everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So we have no such thing. But still, from materialistic point of view, this wise and that say that 3 or 4 years ago, they did not know what is this word Krishna. But now they are so perfectly devotee of Krishna. And nobody can deviate that. If somebody says that you give up this Krishna consciousness and say, now here is Santunra. His father is very, very rich man, millionaire. He's always canvassing him. That his only son, that you come, do business, you take millions of dollars, whatever you like. Isn't it? There are many like that. They cannot give up this. And you know, our Jagat Tarini, wife of Uriya, she was a theatrical girl, and her name, millions of dollars, but she has given up everything. And we have seen his wife, who was Uriya's wife. She is a nice girl, educated, qualified, but she is satisfied. I asked her to go and marry Uriya. She never saw her. She never saw her, what kind of husband she is going to accept. But simply my word, she took, and she came from Los Angeles to Japan. am not married. And similarly, I am asking one girl, she is a French girl, Mandakini. So I am asking her to go to Russia and marry one boy. She has never seen. So they obey in such a way. The Western boys and girls, they want to see and behave before marrying. But they are so obedient that without any consideration. Because this marriage or no marriage, that is not their concern. The only consideration is how to please Krishna and listen to him. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Bhakti Lata Bhi. Bhakti is just like a creeper, and the seed of that creeper can be obtained by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. That is Vedic Indian. Jasya Devi Pada Bhakti, Jasa Devi Tatha Guru. Tatsaite Patita Yasya Pratasanita Mahan. Vedic, the knowledge, Vedic knowledge becomes revealed to a person who has got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru. This is the system. So, what do you have next?
So we are leaving today.
All right. Chinese or Indian?
Chinese. Yes, they come sometimes. The kirtan will come in. They like it because it is very bright.
Who has made this picture? This painting?
It's Australia. Servant in Australia.
Ah, very nice. Who is that? What is his name?
Pradeep. Bhavi.
Boy Bhavi?
Yes.
Oh.
When you were in Sydney, last time, not this time, these were the pictures that they used. These two over here. And then they sent them to us.
Guru Maharaj is very, very attractive.
So, thank you.
One hour extra because they moved up to Bombay.
From?
Bombay.
Bombay.
So, the Hare Krishna movement has started in the United States. Why did it start in the United States rather than in India?
Because in the United States they are a great customer. A businessman goes to a place, just like, here, come, here, why you come? Wherever there is the best possibility of doing your business, there you must go. Yes, I went to the United States because I know these people are not poverty sick. And our Indian people, they are now, they have been trained to think like that, they are poverty stricken. Actually, they are not poverty stricken. But the leaders have educated them that you are all poverty stricken. This is India's position. Therefore, I knew that it would not be successful in India. The government will not help, the public is educated in a different way. They are after technology, so familiarity, brief concept. They say, what is this Hare Krishna movement? It is known to us since a long time. What effect it is. Many Indian students in foreign countries, they say, Swamiji, what will this Hare Krishna movement will benefit us? We want technology. So that is the mentality of the Indian at the present moment. They have lost everything. And therefore they are bigger. They have lost their own culture. And therefore they are bigger. So I thought it wise that I shall go to a country where there is no poverty. Devra, they have enough for material enjoyment. They have got enough. The material enjoyment means money and woman. That is in America. It is lying on the street as much as his life is accepted. But they are disgusted with this material enjoyment. Therefore, they are coming as hippies. They are coming from very rich families. Their fathers, their grandfathers are very rich. At least they belong to the richest nation. But they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied. That is the natural sequence. The Vedanta Sutra says, Athata Brahma Vichara. When one has satisfied his senses sufficiently, he is no longer interested in sensuality. Perhaps you know P.R. Das, name of P.R. Das in Calcutta. In those days, 50 years ago, he was earning 50,000 rupees per month. But he was not satisfied. And one day he and his wife were sitting together, and the wife questioned, why you look so morose? You have got everything at your command. Everyone respects you. You have got money. Everything you have got, education, popularity, still, why you are unhappy? So he simply, by chance, he saw one mendicant was passing on the street, the sadhu beggar. So he said, I want to become like him. He said, I want to be a mendicant like him. So there are many instances in our history. Just like Bharat Maharaj, he was a young man, 24 years old, and the emperor of the whole planet, young wife, king, everything, he left him. Bharat Maharaj far, long, long ago, Buddha, Lord Buddha, he was also prince, very young, and he was surrounded with dancing girls. But as soon as he came out on the street, he saw one old man. He said, what is this? And this is old man. Everyone has to become old lady. So he became immediately converted to a saintly person. I must go and meditate and realize myself. Why shall I become old? I have taken a new opportunity to preach it for everyone. That is all. And it has become successful. If I have taken this position from India, I was trying. In India also, I tried. I wrote Mahatma Gandhi that you are a very respectable man and people like you. You preach Bhagavad Gita. You stand with your photograph, there is Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you preach Bhagavad Gita? Now politics is finished. You have got independence. But this politics is so sweet to this politician that until he was killed, he could not give up politics. Until he was killed, he was advocating non-violence. But he was forced to die by violence. He wanted Hindu-Muslim unity. He was forced to accept partition of India. He was so much baffled, but he would not give up politics until he was killed. On the day of his death, in the morning, because he was so many territories, so he said, I very much regret, I want to die. He said like this. And actually in the evening, I was killed. He was thinking, my next solace is only death. Because he could understand that I created simply problems. No problem I have solved, I have simply created problems. He is a sane man, he could understand. So, similarly, everyone is creating simply problems without solving. This enlightened nation, what they are doing for the last 20 years, simply creating problems. So without Krishna consciousness, there is no question of solving problems. That's a fact. Any sane man, any philosopher, any scientist may come, I shall convince.
How many disciples do not have
well, you cannot expect many disciples, but still there are 2,000. Because I have got so many conditions, and the fact is so difficult to understand Krishna consciousness. They have forgotten Krishna, they have forgotten God, and I am trying to make them Krishna conscious. See, this is a very difficult job. I have to shed my blood 3 times before I make one convincing Krishna consciousness. That is my experience. I have to stop with it, especially with the European Americans. They do not accept anything so blindly. They try to... I have always been questioned, even in my tour. Question. That's nice. Inquisitive, they want to know. So I give them answers. I have got 4 secretaries always with me. They are giving answers. So to become Krishna, especially in Europe and America, when I make this condition that you cannot have illicit sex, you cannot have intoxication, you cannot meet eat, you cannot eat meat, you cannot have gambling. This is their daily affair. This is their life. Even Lord Jetland refused, oh, we cannot give up this. So I am controlling them in this way. Still they are coming. This is a very difficult job. Still there are many thousands. And they are so sincere that if I ask them that this boy is going to Red Camp, I'll tell you. So I have asked them, you go there. They go. Even at the risk of life. Yes. It is the duty of the Indians to spread this Krishna consciousness for men. But they are sleeping very nicely. I am training these foreigners, they are doing this business. It is the duty of the Indian. It is their culture. But they are satisfied only if one young man gets a nice wife and little money. He says, my life is successful. That's what I will tell you. I approached many gentlemen. Please, you have got 4 sons. Give me 1 son. I shall make him a real Brahmin. Swami ji, ye aaj kal ye sab ho kaise kya hoga? This is not know the value. Therefore I left India, hopeless. And Krishna has given me chance, very good chance. Now they are appreciated. When I go to India, they become surprised. Swami ji, how you have done this? This is the
question. You are now based in Los Angeles.
Yes, my headquarter is in Los Angeles. Now we have made very big headquarter in Bombay, Juhu. 20,000 square yards. We are constructing a very nice temple there. And similarly, we have got another headquarter at Baiti. Lord Chaitanya's birth site, Navadvip. There also we are constructing very big temple. There is 11 vigas. What is it, vigas? About 4 acres.
What about England, London?
Yeah.
London, how is your movement doing?
Yes, London is very... There is also a very nice temple. Kashmir, British Museum, Seminary Place, and all Europeans, they come to see our temple from Germany, from France, because we have been advertised in cooperation with the Beatles. The George Harrison. You do not know his name? He's very famous man. Yes. So, we have produced some records in cooperation with George Harrison organization. So, because the records are produced through George Harrison, we have got a very, very big sale. And that has advertised Radha Krishna Temple, London. So, people come to see what is this Radha Krishna Temple, out of England. Because London, every day, thousands of visitors come to London. They have got visitors, buses also, charged nominal. So, London is still important. From all parts of the world, people come. So, anyone who comes, they come to see our temple.
When you say, sir, you were advertised with the Beatles, do you have any connections with the Maharishi?
No.
What do you think of the Maharishi?
Oh, why shall I speak about them? Then people will be angry. Better not to tell this point. But at least my position in foreign country is far better than any Swami up to then. Vivekananda went there in America about 8 years ago, 1893. So, Ramakrishna Mission has got about 4 or 5 centers within 10 in America. But I have got my center in America only about 47. And so many students. In Ramakrishna Mission you won't find so many American boys as followers. But we have got thousands of followers, all young men, young girls. So that is my hope. And even if I die, I'm 76 now, this boy will come back to me. I'm sure.
Where were you born?
I was born in Calcutta, 1896.
And what did you do?
Yes, I was an ordinary man. That's all.
Did you work?
Yes, I worked as a manager of this chemical concern. In my family, I've got my family also, my wife and children, my grandchildren in Calcutta. But I have nothing to do with that.
And when did you start on your...
Yes, in 1950, practically, I left home.
You left Calcutta?
Yes. Stay for last 22 years.
And where did you go when you left Calcutta?
Huh?
When you left Calcutta, where did
you go? Yes, I retired in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, you know.
Oh, yes.
So there I began to write books. And then when 3 books were finished, I started for America. And there also I wrote many books, dozens of books. You have seen our books. Our Krishna book is selling like anything in Europe and America. We are practically maintaining ourselves by selling books. We have got our book sale all over the world. About 20,000 to 25,000 rupees daily. And we have to spend 7 to 8 lakhs of rupees monthly. In Los Angeles alone, we spent $20,000 per month. In New York, we spent $10,000 per month.
Sorry, sir, doing what?
Huh?
How do you spend it?
You have to maintain our establishment, the temple, the DC, so many devotees. We need a center. There are at least 25 devotees, and at the most, 200 devotees. So, they are living, cost, everything. But somehow or other, Krishna is giving us. But we have no fixed income. Neither we have any bank balance.
So, in the minds of many of some people, in the minds of some people, the sudden attraction of Western youth to Eastern religion.
No, it is not Eastern. That is the wrong concept. God is for everything. Eastern people, when I speak of Krishna consciousness, they say, what is this Krishna? We know Krishna. But we have to learn from family. Familiarity with context. But in the Western countries, when you speak of Krishna, they see the philosophy, they see the science, as we know that. We, the very beginning, we neglect. Oh, what is this Krishna? So otherwise, there is no question of Western or Eastern. Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is neither Western nor Eastern. But Eastern, our, especially Indians, they have learned to reject. That is their education. Immediately reject. This is their new culture. To reject everything. At least Jawaharlal Nehru began like that. Anything Indian is bad. Anything London made is yours. That was his plan. One European would go to see him, immediately admission. And if an Indian goes to see him, 3 days he has to wait. So that Jawaharlal made this impression that anything Indian is bad. And anything made in London, because he was made in London. He was educated in London. Everything nice. Although in my household life, I was doing some business in connection. I had to see Jawaharlal Nehru. So when he was summer, when I went to his house, I saw he's completely Europeanized. Although he is in Khadda. So his father, he hated Indian medicine. Motilal Nehru was a doctor, his family physician. He told me, I was doing medicine business. So I introduced one preparation, Pulti, that was in a place of antiphlogiston. So the doctor said personally, yes, I prescribe your food, devil Pulti. But Motilal Nehru said, yes, doctor, in case of medicine, please do not prescribe Indian. So, this is our mentality. We have got all foreign mentality, but still we are claiming that we have become Indian. Not Indian. We are culturally conquered by the materialistic advancement of foreign countries. We have lost our own culture. This is our thing.
Thank you so much. I'm sure the other gentlemen and ladies on the
So many Indian families, they requested me to dress myself with coat pants. I never agreed. You see all my pictures, they're all foreign pictures. I never ended up with this. Why shall I take the coat back? What is it? Now, my students, they're giving a court trial. And girls, they're taking to studies. There's now good demand for studies in Europe and America.
They're even telling me that here, that I should wear like a diplomat's clothes instead of dhoti. They're ashamed.
So, we can go now.
7:30.